It's Symbols live here on The Morning Show. Thank you for taking the time and the energy. And just to put interview neutrality away for a sec, I friggin' love the album. I'm so excited you're here. I just love it.
Thanks for playing it.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, for me, some of my favorite records, Grow on Me, and others, just boom, get it right away. And I heard Erosion, and I heard Winter 98, and they just...
Awesome.
Great. They were just great. So I know we all worked on making sure you could come in today. So I'm very excited that you're here. So thank you.
Thanks,
John.
All right. Enough of me gushing over you guys. Can you want to play a couple songs for us?
Yes.
Thank you.
KEXP, where the music matters. Cymbals live at the Cutting Room Studios in New York. Just sounding great. I can't think of a better band to have in on a Friday as well. I know you're helping a lot of Seattleites and people listening online get through their day, for sure. And yep. How is New York? How's it going?
Cold.
Good answer. we've had a few bands in this week, actually, over New York. We had Kins in, a British band, and Cheetahs. As well. I know a lot of British bands this week, and they all said the same answer. It's cold over there.
Yeah. It's because everyone's packing for Austin and then realizing.
It's
packing
true.
To go to Austin, and then they get here, and they only have T-shirts.
I am bummed I'm not going this year. I would be going to your shows for sure. And I see you've got a few here in front of me I want to mention. You have one on the 12th, for sure, at Maggie Mays.
Yep.
Hell of a bill. Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Painted Palms, Yellow Ostrich. I think we've had all those bands on the show before. And the 13th as well. I'm sure there are more shows that you will be playing, right?
Yeah, well, there's one actually tomorrow night. We're playing in New York at Pianos. So I don't know if that...
I wanted to mention that.
Oh, sorry.
So kind of... No. It sounds better with your accent anyway. So tomorrow... I would attend if someone with your accent told me to. If my jackass voice was telling me to come, I'd probably be like, yeah, whatever, dude. So Pianos, great place.
Yeah.
It's going to be 7 o'clock tomorrow. I recommend all of our New York listeners, and we got quite a few over there, to go to that show as well. So good. I'm glad you got the show.
Yeah,
I know.
We just thought it was hilarious to announce Cymbals at Pianos. We thought that was just a stupid sound of kind of dumb.
It's if your name was like Keys or Pedals.
True.
It might be even worse, I think. Thank you for making the trip to New York. I know we set this up, and I'm glad you got a show tomorrow night as well. And I hope you can make it out here to the Northwest sometime in the near future.
We'd love to.
You have a home away from home here. And also, I just saw the other morning... I know, it was after my show. I remember because I was really tired and out of it, and I just saw the new video for Erosion. I love it. It's crazy weird. And
it's insane. We were kind of almost like, it was consensual, but we were slightly manipulated into doing it. We just kind of turned up. Yeah.
I was wondering, if I was on drugs, would it make the video even better, or would it cause me to run screaming out of the room?
We couldn't condone that. You know, we couldn't condone taking drugs. So I don't know. You do what you got to do.
It was pretty fun to make with the green screen outfits and stuff. Yeah.
That's what I figured, because throughout the video, these guys, their heads disappear, and there's a lot of melting going on. It kind of freaked me out in a good way, so I will put it up on our real-time playlist for people to see this video. I know you're going to play that song as well. Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about the record, just how long you've been working on it, and kind of where the songs came from, and just give me a little background on it?
Yeah, sure. So we wrote the record over the last year, I suppose, a year or year and a half, maybe. Cymbals started out with me and Dan and another guy called Sean as a three-piece, and we played kind of pretty stripped back kind of punky stuff, I guess, kind of a post-punk type stuff, and like all the we did a few recordings and everything was just live, and then Neil and Luke joined and like upped our made us like have kind of a bigger sound, I suppose, and so this record was written with that new band formation, I suppose. And it's like the first record we've made as a band, as a four-piece, I suppose, all together. And yeah, I mean, our songs were written together. The process was we went and we didn't actually spend that much time in the live. We spent a long time in the rehearsal room, like jamming and writing together. And then we'd use like iPhones and go home and write lyrics and all that. And then we went into the live room and just played the songs. But then afterwards we went and with our producer, Ollie, whose producer name is Dreamtrack, we went and spent quite a long time with him. Over a period of, you know, lots of different days, and he'd like have a go at the mix, and then we'd come in and sit with him, we'd kind of rip it all up and cut it up, and then we'd take that back to the rehearsal room and like relearn the new version of the song.
Wow.
So yeah, it was kind of quite a
that's a process.
Yeah, it was quite a process, but it was great because I think the music we'd written before was really like we really limited ourselves to like whatever we could play live, whereas this we kind of just we almost felt we'd earned the right to kind of just, you know, dream and add whatever was there. So we just added loads of
marimbas.
Marimbas, yeah.
Well, when you say, you know, there's the lineup comes together and you have a bigger sound, is that a moment where you say, that's what we were going for? That is it. That's got to be a great feeling if that's the case.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we were always trying to like write. So when me and Dan started with Sean, it was always trying to be dance music, but we were just like, oh well, let's just do dance music with what we've got, which is like, you know, guitar and a synth and drums. And then so now it's like we feel like we can actually actually get closer to actually making that music. Really,
well, good for you. That's great. That's good to hear. And again, some shows coming up. We mentioned tomorrow night. This is Cymbals we're talking to as well, if you just tuned in. And got a show tomorrow in New York at Pianos, 7 o'clock, and a bunch of South by Southwest stuff as well. And it looks like you head back home, correct, after that? Or are you going to be in the country at all?
We're going home, but watch the space for later on in the year coming. Good. We may even end up in Seattle. Who knows?
You need to let us know. Where are you going to be in late June? I'm coming to London in late June for the first time in my life.
Oh, wow. So,
and I've been bugging all the London bands and totally annoying people by stating that. But I'm super psyched to come to London.
Yeah,
and,
cool. Great.
So I will need a list of places I need to go.
Need to organize a show in London and get all your favorite British bands to play?
I was thinking about it. We got a lot of love over there, so...
Yeah, I'll take 20%.
Okay, you're in charge. You will be getting an email from me, and you'll be making a lot of money. All right. We have a couple more songs. Are going to be from the record, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This one is an old one.
We're going to play the old one first.
You got Erosion coming up. I know that's from the record. And tell me about this next one, then.
This one's a bit older. This is from Sideways Sometimes, sort of mini album we did about 2 years ago, I guess, that got released.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. It's Cymbals live here on The Morning Show. We'll be right back. Cymbals live here on the morning show. Man, that's my jam. Erosion, the name of it. Sounding great this morning. And thanks again, guys, for taking the time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pianos tomorrow night and going to be down at South By. I know a lot of our listeners are going to be down in Austin in the warm weather. Yeah. And when you come to Seattle, let us know. Of course, I get 20%. So, there's a John in the morning surcharge whenever you play. People don't tell you about that, but yeah.
That's fine.
I wish you guys all the luck with the record. You guys have done a brilliant job, and I just I can't say enough about it. So thank you again. Yeah. And
no,
we want to thank the Cutting Room as well,
yes.
our friends over there.
Yeah. Cutting Room.
They've been very busy, and it's early for them. I know those guys well. All week they've been having some great sessions, and we have more coming up. But we want to thank Tom, John, Anthony, David, everybody over there. I want to thank my friend Beth as well for helping out this morning, and Michael, and everybody else who helps with the New York stuff.